Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 396, the first four stanzas. The Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. And what follows? Psalter 396, the first four stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 41, the verses 45 through 57. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the second head of doctrine of the death of Christ and the redemption of men thereby, the Articles 7 and 8. Genesis 41, beginning with verse 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneneh, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, a lady up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons, before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called the Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, and what he saith do you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. From the canons of Dort, the second head of doctrine, the Article 7 and 8, Article 7. But as many as truly believe and are delivered and saved from sin and destruction through the death of Christ, are indebted for this benefit solely to the grace of God, given them in Christ from everlasting and not to any merit of their own. Article 8. For this was the sovereign counsel and most gracious will and purpose of God the Father, and that the quickening and saving efficacy of the most precious death of a Son should extend to all the elect, for bestowing upon them alone the gift of justifying faith, thereby to bring them infallibly to salvation, that is, it was the will of God that Christ, by the blood of the cross, whereby he confirmed the new covenant, should effectually redeem out of every people, tribe, a nation, and language all those, and those only, who were from eternity chosen to salvation and given to him by the Father, that he should confirm upon them faith, which together with all the other saving gifts of the Holy Spirit, he purchased for them by his death, should purge them from all sin, both original and actual, whether committed before or after believing, and having faithfully preserved them even to the end, should at last bring them free from every spot and blemish, to the enjoyment of glory in his own presence forevermore. We hope to remember Mr. and Mrs. Kyle de Cook, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Almighty, a good-doing, faithful, a most holy God, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has graciously watched over us hitherto in this week. We have received many a blessing out of thy gracious hand, and in this evening hour, then the doors of thy house have been opened. And then we and our children do well each time by renewal to count, to consider our blessings one by one, and to receive an impression from whence they come and to whom they are given. And that is a sinful and an unworthy people. And then it is well, thou requires it, when we are given to confess our sins, that it is not only lip work, but that it is heart work. And to that end, do grant thy Holy Spirit, wilt thou grant that all the cares of the time, that they may be left outside of the church doors. And thou knowest most perfectly how that we have come to thy house. May thy house be as the storehouses of Joseph. Thou hast said in thy word that thou lovest the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. And where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. My souls have come up with a desire to praise and to thank thee for thy gifts temporally and by thy grace spiritually. but may there also have come souls, with those empty sacks to thy church. Lord, thou knowest that by nature they are so full of the worldly thoughts, the worldly cares. Wilt thou keep us from the vanity and the sins of the time? They can be so full of our self-righteousness, can be full of deceit, of false hopes. And now it is the work of thy Spirit to empty those sacks by the first time and by renewal. Ah, Lord, may there have come up such among young and old to thy house. And wilt thou then be a surprising God? Ah, when they may return to their dwellings, that they may take something home and given to praise thee, given to meditate upon that greater Joseph, who has merited temporal and eternal blessings for his church. Lord, in these dark, serious, and solemn times, wilt thou please do a great work amongst us? Then it shall become so evident that it is all thy work and thy work alone. It is thy work to bring thy holy word into the hearts, that those hearts may be opened and that they may be renewed. And then they shall be given to seek thee. All may sons and daughters be born in Zion. Wilt thou spare us and our children, building upon false foundations? Ah, thou hast a people upon the earth who are given to examine themselves oftentimes. And wilt thou grant us further leadings? May there be no rest outside of that true rest. And that is Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and applied. Lord, bless thy holy word in the church, in the family circles. Do help fathers and mothers who was able unto these things. May it be accompanied with prayer and also with tears, with wrestling. And bless thy holy word and our Christian school. Grant traveling mercies. Remember all those that labor therein, and do remember the students. For many students, the older ones, it is exam time. And thou knowest how stressful it can be, but, Lord, wilt thou grant them to all diligence in their studying, wilt thou help them. May they be given to bow their knees that that diligence may be blessed. And when the time arrives, that thou may make it easy. And when there is excess, that they may bow their knees again. Lord, we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. The established congregations, remember our denomination where it has been planned, that the General Synod hopes to meet, and may it be carried upon the wings of prayer. Do remember those that are persecuted for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wilt thou enlighten the Jewish nation? Wilt thou remember mission work, our mission field? Do remember thy servants, the team, and remember the family who in due time hope to be sent out to our mission field, Lord. Remember the nations of the earth. Remember that country at war with so much death, suffering, discouragement, despair. May they be given to cry unto thee, and may they be given to experience that thou answers prayer indeed, and all that this war may richly be used for the coming of thy kingdom and the breaking down of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Remember our leaders federally and provincially, in the cities, in our town. Do pour out thy Holy Spirit upon our community, that there may be a revival. Is there anything too hard for thee? Lord, it has pleased thee to bless a father and mother for the third time in their married life with the birth of a little child. They may embrace to the first they were called upon to bring to the grave. Their thoughts shall multiply. Wilt thou remember and uphold a grand, humble, and broken hearts with a prayer that it may be a little daughter for thee, and that it may please thee to spare them for the child many years, and their child for them. Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, another blessing and another responsibility? Wilt thou remember the fathers and mothers who had disappointments in their married life? Remember the mothers with the unborn, and do remember the barren ones amongst us. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, all the sick and afflicted ones, weariness of the body, continual pain, undergoing treatments. The circumstances are known unto thee, and do remember all the sick relatives. When we are healthy, may we be given to oftentimes pause under thy goodness and under thy mercy, and may we be given to seek thee by thy grace while thou mayest be found. Lord, then in this evening hour, may our eyes be upon thee. May our help truly be in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grant a little freedom and grand joy to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. How thou converteth thy people and those leadings. May the storehouses be opened in this evening. May it be a good evening. May it be an unforgettable evening. Those that are lawfully entered, do grant them a blessing also at home. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 289, the stanzas 1, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, praise the Lord, his deeds make known, and call upon his name. Sing ye to him his praises, sing his wondrous works, proclaim. And what follows, Psalter 289, the stanzas 1, 8, 9, and 10. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture at Genesis 41, the verses 45 through 56, and we shall read the verses 49, 50, and 55. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, bare unto him. And verse 55, and when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. Our text words speak of Joseph as ruler over all the land of Egypt. With three thoughts in the first place, a gathering Joseph. Secondly, a fruitful Joseph. And thirdly, a distributing Joseph. Joseph is ruler over all the land of Egypt. A gathering Joseph. A fruitful Joseph. And a distributing Joseph. Thus first, a gathering Joseph. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last time how that Joseph was brought out of prison and that he was exalted, given to ride in a chariot, and when he rode through the streets, then the command was given that everyone must bow. Is that taking place in our life congregation? Have we now learned to bow before that great, majestic God? An impression of our sinnership. An impression of our unworthiness. An impression of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, at times that we feel that we cannot bow low enough, that the Lord may receive his rightful place, and that his luster and his glory may show forth. The Lord has a people upon the earth that may have a little beginning. Oh, it is true that people have to complain, that their knees can be so stiff. Ah, the church learns that it is all given good. Oh, it is the work of the Spirit that greater Joseph may be made known unto them. We read that Joseph was 30 years old when he was brought out of prison. Not real young and not old. When we are 30, hopefully a little wiser, more experience, and yet in the strength of our years, when the Lord grants health and strength, that we can perform much, and then how necessary our duties and our responsibility, they are manifold, but that we may be given to use our health and strength to seek the Lord. Reverence mighty health, in a sermon has written that experience teaches that the Lord converts most of his people before they are 30 years old. That does not mean older ones, that it is not possible when we were older. There was once a man that turned 30, and that sermon was read, and the Lord has used it as an arrow in his heart for his conversion. For those that are about 30, may I ask you, how is it in this evening hour? Our time goes so quickly. Already January 19, even for our children, then they must say, seems as if we have just begun this year. And now Joseph, when he was brought out of prison, then he has received a new name, Zaphnath-Paaneah. The Jewish rabbis, they believe, they tell us that that word is a combination of Hebrew words and that it means the revealer of secrets. And the Lord has a people where there can be many questions and many riddles which they cannot unriddle. And then they are given to beg the Lord that he may unriddle them. Thus that first name that speaks especially of the prophetical office of the Lord Jesus Christ and those secrets he reveals to his people. Because I read in Psalm 25 verse 14 that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And in John 15 verse 15, then Jesus has said unto his disciples, that he called them not servants but friends, because he revealed the things of the Father unto them. They are secrets which the unconverted do not understand, the sweetness of the service of the Lord. Because my unconverted fellow travelers, if you may taste of that secret, the world cannot understand it. What joy is there now going to church, reading the Bible, the old fathers, a separate life? The world, they think it is dull. But all for that people, that is a secret that is revealed. Think of Ruth. Oh, what a sweetness, because we read that her homestay was very little, because she was given to glean. Oh, what sweetness is there as a poor sinner in secret places, pouring out the heart with that humility and the confession of sin. But that people, they need that greater Zephaniah, because they have so many riddles. With all their efforts, with all their tears and reformation, a sinner still, a debt that is only increasing. Oftentimes those souls, they say with the Rebekah out of Genesis 25, verse 22, why am I thus? And they hope to become holier and holier, and in the way of experience, only more vile and a greater sinner. But oh, that Zephaniah Peninnah, that is the revealer of secrets. Tis the work of the Holy Spirit, and that the child of God, when the gospel may be opened, and that they may be given to see that greater Joseph, and that his storehouses, all for Joseph, we hope to hear it, then he is gathered for those storehouses, the greater Zephaniah Peninnah, the revealer of secrets. Just that is a people that needs to be instructed. Are there a few such souls that need to be instructed? Or do you still know exactly how it must go? How you have to be converted? Maybe that you are stipulating before the Lord exactly how it must go. But the Lord always leads his people in ways that they cannot fathom and they cannot understand. But they also tell us that in Egyptian language, that name Zephaniah-Peninnah, that it means the preserver of the world. We would say the savior of the world. And who now needs a savior? That is a people that have learned that they are sinners. And sinners that cannot save themselves. And sinners that cannot miss the Lord. Oh, they are given to beg and to cry. But now that greater Zephaniah-Peninnah, oh, he has become the savior of the world. And I read in Luke 19, verse 10, that he has come to seek, and to save that which was lost. And now our first thought, a gathering Joseph. Oh, in the life of Joseph, then we can see how our life can change so suddenly and so quickly. Joseph, the favorite of Jacob, with his beautiful coat, and then cast into prison, sold into Egypt 13 years. But also that deliverance in the morning in prison and in the evening riding in the chariot that the people of Egypt were given to bow. For a Joseph, then we do not read that he was filled with revenge. That when Joseph was exalted, that he was given to think, this one has not treated me well. Oh, that wife of Potiphar, she needs to be put into prison immediately. And that butler that has forgotten me, he needs a big fine. That we do not read. But Joseph, was busy for the welfare of his people. And then we read that he went throughout all the land of Egypt. As so it is with the Lord and the greater Joseph, his omnipresence. You know what that word means, boys and girls? That he is everywhere present, all times and all places. So there's no place, maybe a place that your parents do not always see you, but the Lord sees us all over. And he went from the presence of Pharaoh, oh, a beautiful type, the greater Joseph. When he has come upon the earth, when he was 30 years, oh, it is true already when he was 12 years. In Luke 2, verse 49, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business? But in 30 years, when he began his public ministry, then he went before the face of his Father. He is oftentimes spoken of his Father. Oh, in Matthew 11, I thank thee, Father of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but thou hast revealed them unto babes. There we have the revealer of secrets. Even so, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was given to glorify his Father. Do we not read in Psalm 69, verse 9, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. But when we now read of a gathering Joseph, oh, yet but a faint type of the greater Joseph, because the greater Joseph, oh, in the way of meriting, then he has gathered the bread of life for his children, that those storehouses may be so full for poor and needy sinners. And we do not read of any that have come, no. John 6, verse 37, all that the Father has given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Thus Joseph has went throughout all the land to gather corn in the 7 years of plenty. We have heard that Joseph, when he was given to interpret the dreams, that he was also given to counsel Pharaoh, that he must seek out a very wise man that would gather much in the years of plenty, as so they would have corn when there was a famine. And now Joseph did not only advise and teach, but he has also done. We do not only need to hear the word of God, but we need to do that word. And then we have mentioned different practical points. Maybe young people, you can remember them. Because when we are young, single, when we study, not so easy. But when we work, let us not spend foolishly, but let us be frugal. We have our responsibility, because when in the providence of the Lord we may receive a family, then it costs a lot to raise a family. Thus, frugal, and not to waste. On the other hand, not to be stingy. We must help the poor and have something for the kingdom of God. But practical instruction, because we have had, does not mean no trials and no difficulties, not mean that there are no families struggling. But when we consider the time since we have come as immigrants, then there has been so much prosperity. And when we behold this world, the solemn and serious times that as a nation we have forsaken the Lord, the church has become world conformed, and it is clearly written in God's word that for such a people the Lord is very long-suffering, but that long-suffering comes to an end. And who shall live when the Lord pours out, as we read in the book of Revelation, the vials of his wrath upon the children of men? But not only saving outwardly, but also spiritually. When we have the opportunity, no persecution. When we are young, then how necessary that we may be given to seek the Lord earnestly while it can yet and while it may yet. Our second thought, a fruitful Joseph. And then we read that Joseph received a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. Joseph has waited for the Lord's time. In Genesis 37, away from family, say away from church, in a strange land, then he has come into great temptation. But by God's grace, he was given to stand firm. And then Genesis 37 verse 9 has declared, how can I sin and do this great wickedness before God? And we live in a time and age that impurity, that it is no sin anymore. But young people, may the Lord keep you when you are courting, to keep for marriage what belongs for marriage. Then it is necessary as young couples and also parents that you speak to your children, but also that the couple, they speak to one another to set bounds and prayerfully asking the Lord to keep. And Joseph received Asenath, the daughter of the priest of On. Then there shall be young people saying, but that was now a heathen woman, one out of Egypt. Concerning those laws, it is true, Abram has given strict order to his servants that he must fetch a wife for Isaac from his own people. And it was a grief for Rebekah when Esau has done differently. And nevertheless, the clear commandment concerning mixed marriages, against mixed marriages, because that is the downfall of the church. That was given in the law of Moses. We read thereof in Deuteronomy 7 verse 3. And in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. not to be yoked with unbelievers, because marriage is not mission work. And then the one from the world or a deceitful religion, they definitely have the advantage because of her fallen nature. Young people, the Lord grant unto you all one with whom you can go through this world around the old truth and the old ways. And then we are given to see that Pharaoh has taken heed, because he has heard that the Spirit of God was in Joseph. And to that end, Pharaoh, from a very prominent family, has given a daughter to Joseph. Thus Pharaoh has given good heed to those things. Then how necessary that fathers, mothers, their children speak of these things. Oh, sometime in the days of old, still good if that happens, that when a young man went to knock on a door with a desire to become acquainted with a daughter, when it may work out to marry her, that father has asked that young man very pointed questions, whether he could support their daughter, of course, together with mother, whether he drank, how it was with church going, reading the Bible. Thus Pharaoh has given that daughter, Potipharah, the priest of On, to Joseph. And then that marriage that was blessed by the Lord before the famine has come. And then in the naming of those children, then we are given to see that Joseph has not forgotten his God, but that in Egypt, that with the birth announcement, that he has mentioned his God. We read in Psalm 139 verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And then in the second place, then Joseph has not given his children Egyptian names, but Hebrew names. We live in a time that also for fathers and mothers, there can be common names that the children are given, but then it is also our responsibility to make sure that it is not a name connected with an idol of the world, or that it has its origin in heathenism or in heathen God. And now we read in our text words, and Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. What are we now to understand? Is Joseph now given to say that he forgot his father, his house, his youth? No, that is clearly implied that that is not the case. Because with both names, then he is mentioned, all my toil, my father's house, and with Ephraim in the land of my affliction. Thus then it is clear, because he has mentioned it, that he is not forgotten, always youth, when he was with his father, when he had those dreams. He has remembered, but the Lord has taken the bitterness thereout of. He was not revengeful. And then even in the land of Egypt, that he did not forget his blessings. Oh, he was given to see it. In the land of Egypt, when the Lord has blessed them with a little boy, together with his wife, that he was given to rejoice, that he was not only given to dwell upon what has taken place in the past, but that he could rejoice in the present with the blessing that the Lord has given him. Also necessary instruction for us and our children, then in that naming of Manasseh, then we may also see submission under the hand of the Lord. Then a second boy, then we read, and the name of the second called the Ephraim, that means to be fruitful, actually means doubly fruitful. For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction by renewal. Then he was given to acknowledge the God that has given those two precious gifts in the land of Egypt. He was given to end in the Lord. Fruitful in the land of my affliction. What a blessing that is when the Lord tries, when the Lord afflicts, disappointments, discouragements, and there are many in this world, many trials. But that under the afflictions, that we do not become hardened and not become embittered and become angry and turn our back unto the Lord, but that we may become fruitful when the Lord afflicts us, that it may be sanctified, and that we may have a closer life at the throne of grace, a life that brings us closer to the Word of God. Thus Joseph, fruitful in the land of Egypt, received a wife, and the Lord has blessed him with two children. Concerning the blessing of children, we read thereof in a special way in Psalm 127 and 128, where in Psalm 127 verse 3, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And then in Psalm 128, then the blessings of a wife as a vine, with the blessings of children, But in that solemn, in the context, then we read two times of the blessing of those that fear the Lord. And our father Jacob, on his deathbed, when in a prophetical way, he is blessed and spoken of his children. Then concerning Joseph, he is written, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Thus what a blessing when in the land of affliction, when the true child of God may grow in the knowledge and grace of that greater Joseph. Our third thought of distributing Joseph, let us first sing. Psalter 359, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. And what follows, Psalter 359, the first three stanzas. Joseph is ruler over all the land of Egypt. a gathering Joseph, a fruitful Joseph, and now thirdly, a distributing Joseph. The 7 years of plenty, they have come to an end. Undoubtedly, there were people, maybe many people in Egypt, some that had a dislike that a foreigner was second in command. Others undoubtedly have hoped that the prediction of Joseph would not become true, that plenty would continue. But the word of the Lord, which Joseph was given to speak between Pharaoh and the court, that has come to pass. After 7 years of plenty, there came 7 years of famine. Do we believe, congregation, everything that is written in God's word? There are spoken, we have mentioned, for a people that forgets the Lord, that the patient long-suffering of the Lord shall come to an end, and that the judgments shall be poured upon such a people. We read in Genesis 2, verse 17, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Then there comes a time that the years of plenty, the precious time of grace that the Lord gives unto us and our children, that it shall come to an end. Written in God's word, read it in the newspapers, obituaries, older ones, also younger ones. We have experienced it in our midst. And how do we live with it, congregation? Do we secretly hope that we are not included in that number? Think of the world. There's no one that is 150 years old. Each and every one must die. Hebrews 9 verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And then shall it be well. Then we need to learn what it is as a poor, undone, lost sinners with empty sacks, as a poor beggar, not a proud beggar, a poor, an unworthy beggar, and what a work the Spirit has to empty our sacks. Because undoubtedly, there were many families in Egypt that they have thought, if we now also save up something, then we do not have to go so soon to Joseph with empty sacks. Oh, we can draw many lines. good church people, respect for God's word, all right, all proper. Lord commends a special blessing in his word. When God's word may have a place, self-righteous, but not come to the greater Joseph. Then we read in verse 53 that the years and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. Everything comes to an end here below. Marriages, blessings, our life. And then we read in verse 54, and the 7 years of dearth began. Thus two verses. First the verse was ended, and then verse 54 with began. What are you thinking about, congregation? That shall be our life. Our life ended. Separation of body and soul. And when our life ends, boys and girls, what begins? Eternity. Where there is a beginning and never an end. Do we think much of those things? Are we as a people oftentimes on our knees trying to beg? All for that one thing needful, and that we may be filled with those treasures and those goods out of the storehouse of the greater Joseph. In the verses 54 through 57, we read 6 times of famine or dearth. What an awful judgment when there is famine and when there is hunger. Think of 1 Kings 17, time of Ahab, Elijah. We read in the Bible of mothers that have lost their mind eating their children. Then how necessary do we ever become small congregation under the Lord's goodness? Are there sometime a few tears with the family circle when we may have food and drink, an appetite? We do not have to go hungry. And what an impression, what we deserve. And now with the famine upon the earth, then we read, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Oh, undoubtedly. There were people in Egypt, fathers and mothers, with their children, in the years of plenty, that did not give that corn reluctantly, but that father and mother said to their children, children, let us now together go to Joseph, and then we bring him that corn, and then we have opportunity to bow, if that is required. And then maybe Joseph will speak a few words to us, and he will take us into one of those storehouses that we can see how much corn and how big those storehouses are. How is that with us? With our thanksgiving and prosperity? Or do we have a God who we only need when we are in trouble, difficulties, that he may help us? The Lord has a people that not only desires his gifts, they are so precious. When they may be given to see where those gifts come from, more precious. When they may be given to behold the giver, and more precious yet, when they may learn and see the channel by whom they come through. And that is that greater Joseph. But now the famine has come, and the corn has run out, and the need has become great. Oh, undoubtedly, there were families that have rationed their food, that they said to their children, we must eat a little less, then it lasts a little longer. Then we do not have to go to Joseph so soon. There are souls that understand it. With the reformation and repentance, but now it is the work of the Spirit to uncover more and deeper, that those sacks, they become completely empty. And then they cried unto Joseph. They have cried unto Pharaoh. They have told Pharaoh the circumstances, the famine, the food was gone. And then we read, and Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What he saith to you, do. That comes to us in this evening hour by renewal. What Joseph saith unto us, do. And the greater Joseph has said in Mark 1 verse 15, to repent and believe. That is the command of the king. And the Lord has a right to give that command. And how is it now with that doing? Then I shall ask you in this evening, have we done what we could? The prayer, Lord, come down with thy Spirit and enter many hearts. Draw by thy love. Show who thou art, so great and majestic, that thou hast the brittle thread of our life in thy hand, and that we need to be saved. Ach, Lord, wilt thou now give what thou commands? Ah, Christ has merited for his people what he saith, do. The Lord has given us his inspired word. What he saith, do. And now what a beautiful type. end. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. That may be declared, congregation, in this evening, that the storehouses of the greater Joseph, that they are opened in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is written for the Egyptians, it was sold. But concerning that greater Joseph, what do we read, young and old? Oh, what a precious message for a people whose sacks are completely empty. Yeah, they are not empty, because that people, oh, they wish they were empty. But they are full of sin, transgression, unthankfulness, actual and original sin. But now concerning the emptiness, no righteousness, no holiness. Ah, that people, they learn they are so poor. And the one, oh, they are drawn. And the other is driven by the law. But they shall all come. And the cost, Isaiah 55 verse 1. Without money and without price. The wonderful things of the Lord and congregation. Never one with empty sacks. So poor. We do not have one example in the Bible that they have been turned away. A boy or girl, a young person, an older one. All over those storehouses of Joseph, there are such precious invitations. And in those invitations, that people is described. Because the true people of God, they find their life, their heart declared. Oh, a people many times that cannot declare their own heart, they may find it declared in God's word, and it may be proclaimed from the pulpit. Full storehouses. And what do we now find in those full storehouses? Oh, they are so full. Such an abundance. What do we now find in those storehouses? May I ask you, congregation, what do you need? What do you now need in this evening? What is now your desire? What would now make you the happiest in this evening hour? Oh, in those storehouses, let us mention a few of those goods. And they are so soul satisfying and so God glorifying. Oh, in those storehouses, there we find righteousness. The righteousness of the greater Joseph, which he has gathered, we say it reverently, merited in the state of his humiliation. Oh, in those storehouses, there we find holiness for sanctification. Has that become your desire and need to live as possible perfectly in the sight of the Lord? Oh, in those storehouses, there is faith for a people on the nominal Christendom. They have it in their pockets. But that true people of God, they learn that they are so dependent. Oh, in those storehouses, there is faith for the doubting souls. Ah, for those smoking flaxes that are afraid. Times that it is all going to be over. Can never be from the Lord's sight. Oh, in those storehouses, there is hope. In those storehouses, there is the grace of prayer. Ah, because those souls, they have such difficulty. They find it all gotta come from Joseph. The spirit of prayer and of supplication. Oh, in those storehouses, there we find thanksgiving. In those storehouses, there we find for an afflicted people that cannot come on that low place. Oh, that have to confess that in the land of affliction, that they are not so fruitful. Not a growing, alas, of course, still a blessing when the Lord keeps our lips. But that in their heart, they experience that there is not that true submission and bowing under the rod of the Lord. Oh, in those storehouses, we have mentioned Zaphnath-Paneneh, the revealer of secrets. There is instruction for the ignorant ones, how they may be saved, young and old. Do you now sit with a little jealousy in your bench? Because in those storehouses there is grace to live and there is grace to die. And those storehouses must also mention it because we also need to live. There's also temporal provision for the church. May you become a little jealous. Are there souls that have sent a few sighs up to the Lord? Lord, that is not what I need to fulfill by hungering and thirsting. And we are already blessed because I read in Matthew 5 verse 6, blessed are they that hunger after and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. All for that people that come to those storehouses, then they shall not be satisfied with a full sack. But what else do they desire? Oh, that the Lord, that he may speak even one word, even a look, a smile. Because of those storehouses, oh, they are such full storehouses. And those storehouses, there is also encouragement, young and old, by unconverted fellow travelers, may be proclaimed what we all need. And therefore, come oftentimes on your knees. Faithfully use the means of grace. Oh, continue to knock and tell the Lord what you need. Oh, when the sacks are so full, then ask the Lord what you do not want, to be uncovered, to be emptied, and to be stripped of everything. Oh, people of God, what a beautiful type. The greater Joseph, the revealer of secrets, and the Savior of the world. Oh, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Oh, then concerning those storehouses, let us close with that text. Jeremiah 8, verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then why is the health of the daughter of my people not healed? Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee that we may come up to thy house, yet a few words to speak. Then it would be our desire that each and every one would come to those storehouses and to receive those precious gifts for body and for soul. Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Wilt thou watch over us in the furtherance of this night? Bring us safely to our dwellings. And now may there be a little begging for the riches out of those storehouses. To be saved by free and sovereign grace. Lord, grant some rest, and that in the morning we may awake refreshed with strength, with desire, and courage for the labors. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 420, the fifth stanza. Let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily comes our lives to steep in bounties freely given. And what follows, Psalter 420, stanza 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.